from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ah, here we are again. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we doing?
Spike, doing well. Jackie Baseball, forget about yesterday. That was a scheduled loss, as Doc Rivers would say. Holla at your boy.
Big series tonight, boys. Big series tonight.
Big series. Can't. When's Taiwan go again? Soon?
Never again.
Never again. You sure? They just win when he pitches, though, buddy. They
never
just win.
Again.
They just win. So here we are. We will take you up until the, obviously we'll take you to 6 o'clock, but we will take you to the end of the Eagles Radiothon, where all of the bidding ends at 5 p.m. Our one mission is to make sure that our live broadcast goes for more than the morning show's live broadcast, to be quite honest.
That is number one mission.
That is the number one mission. Yeah. Obviously, it is a great cause, but we need to beat them. So there are a lot of great items that we will get to. We have a bunch of great guests to talk about those items. Kylie Kelsey will join us at 2:30. She, along with Jason, is designing this year's T-shirt, which has yet to be officially designed, but you can buy it and you can be assured that it'll be good because it's and Jason.
Yes.
Go to EaglesRadiothon.com. It's $30. You could buy that now. So Kylie,
and they'll take our ideas from the afternoon show.
Yes, I've heard you've given some ideas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you were in the brainstorm.
Yeah, I got some eye rolls.
Okay.
Got some eye rolls.
Some eye rolls.
It's no different than the show then.
Listen, just another day. Hey, yeah. It's all about keeping your head down.
Larry Anderson will join us at 3 o'clock. Then at 3:30, Reed Blankenship will join us, who has an item on the Eagles Radiothon auction. He and Cooper DeGene will throw axes with you.
How about that?
Axe throwing at the NovaCare complex, which I'm terrified of, which we will talk about with Reed. Then at 4 o'clock, Lane Johnson joins us. And I think that's everybody. And then the bidding goes up until 5 o'clock.
Yes.
So, and you can just donate. By the way, you don't have to bid on anything. You can send a text message. Put the word afternoon in a text to 53209. Text afternoon to 53209 and help us raise a ton of money for the Eagles Autism Foundation. Beat last year. And whatever you can donate if you do that, by the way. $5, $10, whatever it is.
Well, listen, we're looking to set records and break records like we do every year around here. So we got a lofty goal that we have to reach this year, because last year we set the bar even higher by setting a new record of over $400,000 last year. We're trying to get to that $500,000 mark this year. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just throwing a number out there. I mean, it takes all of us. And I always say this, like, we're like the vehicle. That's all we are. We're the vehicle. We're passing along the information. We obviously care about the cause and want to help raise as much as we can. But this is all about our listeners and the people in the Delaware Valley that also care about this cause. And they champion the cause by constantly stepping up each year and increasing and raising this total. We've been doing this for how many years now, Ryan?
Since
2018.
Yeah.
It's 2018?
And it seems like it gets a little bigger each year. It seems like we are trying to surpass the
mark
we hit
every year.
There's always,
it's a moving target. We are never done raising money. And I had an idea. Because, so if we're not there, like if we're not at the end of our goal.
Wait, look at how fearful he is.
I mean,
this never turns
you
out
can
well
definitely
for me.
Write a charitable donation to the foundation, and we can guarantee that we get to that $500,000. So
come on, Ike.
If you can just agree to get us there.
Well, I'll tell you what. If me being in a dump tank could get us there, then I'd be willing to go again.
Oh, You heard it here, everybody. Ike in a dunk tank. So whatever it takes.
I can't believe I said
that's
that.
That's the mentality that you have, whatever it takes.
I can't believe I said
so
that.
So actually, my goal should be we get to 489 or something, so we guarantee the dunk tank. Or we just keep moving the goal back.
I mean, he did the dunk tank in April for the draft. It was freezing.
Yes.
We were a little concerned about hypothermia. Yeah.
Do I get to put a temperature stipulation in there somewhere? Yes.
I feel like we owe you that at least.
As long as it's 50 degrees, I guess I'll be okay.
So yeah. 50 to 60. It wasn't even a dunk tank. It was like a polar plunge. Like, that's what it ended up being.
I could just imagine Ike afterwards, everybody looking at him go, look, it was cold in the water. It's cold in here. It's cold.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Joe Giglio went after me.
Oh, really?
So he actually got the night shift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you warmed the bull for him.
Yeah. By the way, not a lot of meat on Joe Giglio's bones.
I did not warm the pool for
him. Dude, it changed colors.
Cut your mic off. Oh, yeah. All right.
Cut his own mic off.
Well, there's a lot of work to do. We're chasing another record. We could not be more thankful to the generosity of the fans, the fact that they respond to all of these fun and exciting opportunities that there are, whether it's a player experience or, like I said, you're running out of the tunnel. We show your photo to security so you will not be tackled and you can enjoy the game afterwards. You will not be in our little jail cell. So
get your photo.
All the precautions are
there. That actually happened once, and I actually thought it was someone.
Wait, the next week was our run out of the tunnel, and I was like, Dom, this guy's with us. He's with us. And like, so we had to like share the photo because happened. They tackled him. Like, Dom's like muscling the guy out very next week. It was our radiothon experience. And even the donor was like, no one's going to get me. Right.
No one's going to get
me. That's awesome.
Yeah, and there are a bunch of great items. The thing we were talking about yesterday, the Sirianni, play horse with Sirianni, is up to $7,000 last we checked. But we'll go throughout the day, we'll go through some items because there are some that, you know, obviously there's some that, you know, the Christmas one is up to almost $20,000. But there's some that are right around $1,000 still that you could bid on.
And there's always like this added value. We talked about it a little earlier with the axe throwing. Last year, Coach rode by, got out of his Jeep, and was like, I could do this. And then he starts throwing axes.
Here we go, this guy.
He beat everyone. He like threw that bullseye and was like, game, and walked away. Yeah, so
Surprising at all that he would do that.
Yeah.
So we will take you through that throughout the show. Also, we're looking forward to having Reed and Kylie and Lane on. And we'll hit that number, or we'll hit just short of that number so we get
Ike. So we can get
Ike
back in the dunk tank.
I can't believe you, but he's such a softie, isn't he?
She gets me every year, man. I'm telling you, man. She knows it.
I do.
He's a tough guy until you just gotta smile, say please.
Anything for the kids.
Yep.
That's right. That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, no, we appreciate it, guys.
Yeah,
all right, let's do this.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know.
What do we got today, brother?
Well, it's almost time for the team to leave for Brazil, right?
Yep,
next week they leave for Brazil. They'll be there all week long. Training camp is done. The preseason games are done. And the last time I think we really talked about their record was when the schedule came out.
Yeah.
I remember when schedule day came out. We all came up with our win totals. And I'm curious, now that you have seen all of training camp for the Eagles and you have seen the three amazing preseason games.
That's right.
Is your win total going to go? I think you were at 11 or 12. Is your win total now, after you've seen camp, you've heard about camp, you've seen the games, is it going up? Is it staying the same? Or is it going down?
It's gone up just a little bit. Just a little bit. I think from where I was at the beginning of training camp going in to where I am now, I certainly feel better about the team. Knock on wood, they were able to get through training camp without it losing any significant players for a significant amount of time due to injuries. So you always worry about that with the preseason and the training camp.
Well, they did lose Bradbury.
You couldn't resist.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
You could not resist.
I couldn't. Okay. And I was thinking, do I interrupt?
But it was there.
Okay.
It was there.
All right.
Basically, all you did was took the opportunity from me having to point that out. So I appreciate it.
You got it.
Yes, we did lose James Bradbury yesterday. Boy, amazing how that thing works.
Yeah, it's just
fortunate enough to make it through all of training camp.
Every single practice.
Unscathed.
And then right before.
And then the first practice. After final cuts?
This is after he tripped. Remember he fell?
Remember that?
He called Life Alert?
Oh, God.
Do you think he goes to Brazil?
No, he may be chilling back here with us.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Can we bring him in studio next week?
Yeah.
To that point, I feel better. And right now, I certainly believe they'll win a minimum of 12 games.
Okay.
next week is a game I think is just up in the air for me.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay is a very good team. I could see this game going either way. I like our chances going over there because I think we're fully healthy. So I want to see how this game turns out next week. They win next week, I'm looking at a 13-14
wow.
in my mind. If they don't happen to win next week, I still think the season will still be a very good season, and they win at least 12 games.
So thinking about raising win total, lowering win total, or keeping the same, I'm going to keep mine the same.
Okay.
So I said, when the schedule came out, I said 10 wins. Mm-hmm. Everybody got mad at me, blah, 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 blah. But I said 10 wins. And then I was on the path to increasing the win total as Jalen came in. The vibes were good. Practice was great. He didn't throw, I don't know if you guys heard this, but he didn't throw an interception for 305 straight training camp practices. I don't know if you remember that. Jack, did you?
By the way, if we had 2 extra minutes of Sirianni, I needed that.
Like, yes.
Was there a celebration planned around,
right.
around the interception?
So I felt good about it. And I think the vibes were good. And I felt good. I actually felt good about camp overall. But what has kept me from increasing my win total is there are a lot of other questions that either weren't answered or popped up that I hadn't thought about. The first question is basically at every position on defense, most notably getting to the quarterback. You know, the entire defense in general, if you're not getting to the quarterback, makes it impossible for everybody else. And until I can see that Josh Sweat is going to be effective, until I can see that Jordan Davis is going to be effective, until I can see that Bryce Huff is going to be effective, I just can't get there with being confident in the defense, even though there are parts of it that I do feel better about. Quinion Mitchell looks like he can play, right?
And we're back in 27.
Trot can play.
I mean, he has his number 27.
Yes, has the correct
that
number
30 was just not going to work for me.
There are too many questions there. The other things that are keeping me from increasing the win total is, and Elliot has gotten in my head about offensive line depth.
I see.
Leo!
I knew it.
He got in my head a little bit. Well, it was a worry beforehand. The Cam Jurgens thing, just in general, placing Jason Kelce was a worry.
Sure.
But then just like, well, if one of them gets hurt, where are the other guys? And I know you say it every time. They always find somebody. Stoutland knows what he's doing. And so,
well, we do.
I can't get there until I see it, honestly. And even Mekhi Becton's like 7 feet tall. He's playing guard.
Oh, watch how he plays this year.
All right. Okay.
Be a Pro Bowl alternate at a minimum.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Portrait pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's settle down over there. And then the other questions are, they've got 2 new coordinators. And it just seems, you know, we had Nick Sirianni on yesterday, and mm-hmm. I felt like everything he said was great, but he did say one thing that stuck into my head, is that he even said, and he said having new coordinators and developing a workflow with them
sure.
is a lot of work.
Yep.
And we all just seemed to think they would come in, Vic Fangio would have the defense, Kellen Moore would have the offense, boom, easy, they know what they're doing. But there is a workflow that they all have to figure out. The players have to figure out the coordinators, but also the head coach has to figure out the coordinators. They have to figure out him. And it's not like he made me more nervous about it, but him even conceding hey, this is a lot to figure out.
Right.
Not in a bad way, in an honest way.
Yeah.
Two new coordinators, especially guys that have not been in the building prior to this season, without knowing each other in a real
way. And never worked with each other before.
No, and I don't, you know, every time I say 10 wins, everybody thinks that's a negative thing. It doesn't, and I know it's fewer wins than last year. Mm-hmm. I don't feel negative about it. I think, and I know you feel differently, I think they could have a season that is 10 or 11 wins, and we walk away with thinking, okay, we're closer to where we were at the end of last year. We feel good about things. I think you can have a positive. I know everybody's talking about Super Bowl. I'm aware.
I find it hard to come up with a scenario where this team finishes at 10-7 and everybody feels like the future is bright and we're positive and this was a plus. I don't see how that's not underachieving.
Can I give you an example?
Yes.
Even though this is, we could come up with a million hypotheticals. If they start off 1-4 and end up 10-7, that feels like we would probably feel real good about it. So they're a wild card.
What do you think we're going to feel like at 1-4?
Well, it's not going to feel great then, okay, but at the end of the year. At the end of the year. So,
yeah, we're like, okay then.
I think,
who knows what the hell. You do know if they start off 1-4, the conversation in this city will be a lot different than what it is right now.
Look, this audio will not be able to be played. It'll be lost forever. You'll never be able to find it and say that it's going to happen.
But, are you kidding me?
But I do think there's a scenario in which they are better in the second half of the year than they are in the first half of the year just because of all their learning to have. And if they were to able to show that, I'm just giving an example of how 10 wins could feel bad. If they're able to show resolve to battle back from something like that, then that's a situation.
And you know what I'm going to say to that?
Yes.
I want you to keep this same energy when they're 10-7.
You know what energy I'm
doing. I'm just saying, because you're anticipating it and you can see it.
Yes.
I don't want you firing anybody. I don't want you benching the quarterback. I don't want to hear the quarterback stinks, because right now you're telling me you would feel positive with a 10-7 result.
I'm saying you could feel positive about a 10-7 result. There are all different 10-7 seasons.
Sure.
I would say so.
Most of them, when you got this type of talent, does not feel good.
Yeah, there might be a couple of signings here and there that people question if they end up at 10-7. So, what are you feeling? Are you feeling more wins than you originally thought, less or the same? 215-592-9494. Now, Jack, I forget.
So I'm gonna be locked in at the same. Then
I'm gonna be locked in the same. I think. Oh, you're gonna be locked in.
Well, I said 12-5.
Oh, you said 12.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
high. You don't want to get out of control.
I'm not going to go 14-3.
Leaves next week to get out of control. Jack, are you higher, lower, or the same?
So I was at 11 wins.
Okay.
Always positive on the Eagles.
Yep.
And I want to go up one more, but I'm keeping it at 11.
Okay. So
staying
you're
at 11. Oh, and I need to see the defense first, but I'm still a little cautious. And thank God, you know, we have the guy handling the blitz now. You know, he can do it on his own accord.
He's been waiting. Thank God he finally has the opportunity.
He halted his progress. Yes. Yep.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
We don't need no unnecessary shots, Jack.
No, it's just like it halted his progress. Yeah. Dude, let's not take notes from the guy who did it for 12 years.
We just need your prediction. We don't need no unnecessary, you know, shots at nobody. Just ask for a prediction.
Corey's taking my spot now, telling Jack to shut up. You know.
Hey man, look, I got us at 13 wins, man. Hey man, they tweeting out some catches by Jahan Dotson. I'm thinking about going up to 14. They tweeting out some nice catches now. But hey, I'm gonna stay at 13 wins. Let me give y'all some talk about the defense, right?
Yeah.
You're not gonna be Josh Sweat, Bryce Huff. I'm not even gonna say Nolan Smith. I'm not BG. You're not gonna be going against Lane Johnson. Like, the Bengals don't got Lane Johnson and Mailata. The Commanders ain't got Lane Johnson and Mailata. The Cowboys, like, a lot of these I'm sorry.
Don't worry about details, Ike. Let them cook.
Well, the guy's been here 5 years. I mean, I mess up names from guys that have been here 5 weeks.
Well, we
5 days, not 5 years.
We don't know how they pronounce it in Australia. It could be different. It could be Mailata there.
But you're not gonna be going against them dudes every single week. And Elliott said towards the end of practice, the defensive line was starting to get pressure. So, with the defense,
Is that what he said?
We got,
hold on.
You know, we got, I'm going to talk to him at 4 o'clock. We got Ed Reed, Blankenship back there. I'm back with my boy Ed Reed and CJ Gardner-Johnson back there, like the Super Bowl year, man in the back end. We got rid of Bradbury. I don't care what kind of injury he got. If it was fake, not fake, and he said he hurt, good. We don't need him here. Get him off the team. All right? N'Kobe Dean start having a good camp. These young dudes is hungry. They going to prove to y'all that they can play. Now, the offense, let me tell you, I worried about Green Bay. I'm not worried about Green Bay. Listen, when it comes to this offense, and I'm going to close with this because y'all already know. Let me tell y'all about this dude that play quarterback, man. This dude this year on a mission, I'm telling y'all right now, 2022, y'all gonna look at 2022 like that season wasn't even that good after this year. This dude this
Bill.
Year is gonna have 35 touchdowns. I'm telling, and I ain't even talking about the tush push. That might take it to 50. If they doing tush pushes, he might have 50. I'm telling you right now.
Kiss my ass.
Touchdowns. I'm telling you, this dude is focused. You got AJ, you got Devontae. This team is on a mission. A lot of doubt has been put out, and I love the doubt. You got this clown Nick Wright talking about third best team in the even these dudes could play bad, and they still wouldn't finish third in the division.
Saquon
Barkley, come on, man. Hey, man. 13 wins, baby.
He's locked in. 13 wins.
Lock it in. We about to have a parade this year. Go Birds, baby.
There he is. I would expect nothing less. We have to lock him and OG Wade up in a padded room, yes. I think, until midseason, you know.
Cat Carl Anthony Towns.
Well, he's a big Eagles fan.
He predicted the Eagles go 17-0.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Got a winner like him.
Yeah, he knows how to identify winners. Yeah.
All right. Kylie Kelce joins us next. We have some games for Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is it's a great opportunity to have her on. We're going to test her from-here-ness a little bit.
Hold her accountable.
Yeah, hold her accountable. And we'll find out about, you know, if she's any closer to designing that T-shirt. You got to print them eventually, right? So, by the way, you can get the Eagles Radiothon T-shirt to support the Eagles Autism Foundation, designed by Jason and Kylie Kelce, eventually, $30 at EaglesRadiothon.com. By the way, we mentioned some of the items that are going for big money. There's one that seems underpriced to me. Ice cream party with Nolan Smith, N'Kobe Dean, Jordan Davis, and Jalen Carter. Mm. You and five guests. Ice cream party at the NovaCare. It's only at $1,300 right now. Get four Eagles there for $1,300.
Man, you're a Georgia Bulldog fan. That's a Bulldog ice cream party.
Yeah, we need to
right
get the boosters on that.
By the way, it's you and five guests. That's six people.
Yeah.
I'll get all your. That's math.
That was good math. But yeah, way to go, man. Yeah,
you know, 1150 on my SATs. You just get a few people together. You say, you give this much, you give that much.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, two very.
That's a way undervalued item.
Way undervalued.
Well, I mean, first of all, you got three players that's going to be there with you. You have an ice cream social.
Four players.
Is it four players? I'm sorry. Four players.
N'Kobe, Jalen, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and wait, I'm forgetting somebody.
Nolan's
Nolan Smith. Okay.
Nolan Smith.
Okay, there
yep.
you go. Yeah.
So there
oh,
you go.
Just left Keeley out?
Did we leave Keeley is out? A Georgia guy.
Yeah, no Keeley.
Okay.
Let me get
we need that accountability. Just accountability.
A couple of items very close to our heart.
Max is like, what the hell are we listening
yeah.
to?
The WIP afternoon show broadcast from your business or home. By the way, we will do the show from your home if all the equipment works, which we think it will.
We do request that the equipment works.
Yes.
And if there's a running bathroom. I'm just saying, I need to make sure the bathroom works.
Even outside. If the bathroom's outside, that's fine too. But that's only a $4,300. And I have to tell you, if you were to come in here and try to buy that broadcast, you're talking five, six times what
easily.
That is. Easily.
Easily.
So, and we have to beat the morning show. We're a couple thousand behind them. And we do have the WIP afternoon show behind the scene sit in. You can sit in here in the studio. I think that's at 1100.
And while we would certainly appreciate if someone wanted us to come to their home, we don't have a problem doing that. But when you're talking about a local business,
yes,
and having us do the show from your local business, you're talking about advertising 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, leading up to the experience of us doing it. So we're going to be talking about your business leading up to the experience. And then we're going to spend days talking about it afterwards. So we're going to talk about the experience afterwards. So you're like Spike just said, to pay for that type of airtime here at WIP would certainly cost you five, six, seven, eight times more. Then what is that, Spike?
Right, it's at $4,300.
Nah, come on, man.
I mean, Come on, right now, all of our salespeople are standing on the roof, threatening
to
leave.
They're like, are you kidding me? Yes. We're like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. And Jack will do an Eagles chant at your business as many times as you want.
Right.
Yeah, and we bring him with us.
And the top five.
And the top five at your business. Yep. And as many Eagles chants as you want.
And Ellie will probably come.
We're promising Ellie.
Oh, we always bring him. We bring him everywhere.
Why not?
Throw Ellie and
Sean Parks. His name is probably in the show before mine.
Bring his legal pad with him and everything.
Yes. We'll have him tweet from your business.
Yes.
Well,
as long as it's not in Brazil. Yeah. Kylie Kelsey joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.